Today's daf is Aspamya. So Rabbi Yehuda, who's chaylik with the Tanakam in the Mishnah, and says that a person can make a chazaka shalei b'fanav. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Lo yamru shalei shanim elo kidei sheyehei ba'aspamya." To bavarn, what if the ma'arer is an aspamya, and someone's being machzik in his property? So it would take up to 3 years for this person to be able to arrive back to his property and to be Meicha, and that's why Chazal said Cheskes Gimel Shanim. So Aspamya was the mushal that the Tana, the Mishnah, gave for a very far away place from Eretz Yisrael. There's a Mishnah, Mesechtes Tainis, Daf Yud Tes Amar Aleph. The Mishnah over there is discussing different sorrows, Shloi Tovei Al Yisrael, and the reaction of the Yidden. Says the Mishnah, Al Elu Masrim B'chol Makim. The following is a list of tzaras, that if these tzaras happen, it doesn't matter where these tzaras happen. Meaning, all Jews, B'chol Makim Shehem, have to blow shofaris, and they have to fast, and they have to go through the processes of Masechtas Tainis to try to avoid this tzara. Meaning, there's certain tzaras that are considered more local, more regional. And then there's certain tzaras that it doesn't matter where they are. If these tzaras are happening right now to Yidden, Al elu masriim b'chol mokin. Al ashidofoin, v'al ayirokoin, v'al arba, v'al achasil, v'al chayiro, v'al acherev. These types of tzoris, masriim b'chol mokin. If you take a look at Rashi in Masechtas Tainis, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, if it's even Rashi. So Rashi says, Dibra maschol masriim b'chol mokin. Im niru ba'aspamya. Let's say this happened even in Aspamya. Masri in Bebavel. You would blow shofar in Bavel. And Bebavel, if it happened in Bavel, Masri in Ba'aspamya. You would blow shofar even in Aspamya. So Rashi gave a mushal of a faraway place, and Rashi's mushal was Aspamya. Now, in the Mishnah, we're discussing Aspamya being far away from Eretz Yisrael. In that Mishnah, the way Rashi explains it anyways, we're discussing Aspamya being far away from Bavel. But it's the same difference. The dogma of Chazal for a faraway place is Aspamya. Rav David Yoel Weiss, in Megadim Chadoshim, in the Sefer HaChadosh, on Masechtas Tainis, on this Rashi right here, has a very, very long arichus on Aspamya. And it's fascinating, and it's Malei V'Gadosh with Chikav Marim Mekoymes, Kedarkei B'Kodesh. And he says that you find that Aspamya was given as the dogma of a faraway land. So whenever Chazal wanted to talk about something happening very, very far away, they would use Aspamya as the mashal. Exhibit A, the Mishnah Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. But there are other exhibits as well. He brings the Gemara Masechtas Brachos, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara is talking about Kishef, and it says, Afilu oisin kshofim ba'aspamya. Nida Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Al Tatama, says the Gemara, Shari Adam Yoshein, a person could be sleeping in Eretz Yisrael, V'roya chaloim ba'aspamya, and in his dreams, he's in Aspamya. A Yerushalmi, a Masechtas Trumas, Perikir Aleph Halacha Beis. In Iser Alat Morim, let's say someone is giving meiser from his tamarim. Afilu ba'aspamya dvash amuter. Let's say he has dvash tamarim and aspamya. If you're giving meiser in Eretz Yisrael, even in aspamya, that dvash is going to be mutter. So you see, the Chazal used aspamya as the mushal of a very far away place, which means that aspamya is far from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so where is aspamya? We have some clues. We know it's not close by to Eretz Yisrael. So, where exactly is it? So, when we learned the Mishnah, we said that Aspamya is commonly referred to as being Spanya. It's commonly referred to as being Spain. The truth is, there's a makar to it. And the makar is in Targum Yonason. There's a pasuk in Sefer Avadya. So, the whole Sefer Avadya is one parak. The pasuk says like this, V'golos hachel hazel v'nei Yisrael, asher kenanim ad sarfas, V'golos Yerushalayim, Asher besvarad yirshu is orei hanegev. So the pasuk over here refers to a svarad. What is svarad? Says Targum Yonason, v'golus Yerushalayim, and on the word svarad, de bespamya. So svarad, which is Spain, is aspamya. So it comes from a Targum Yonason, and in the eyes of Chazal, this was the faraway place from Eretz Yisrael, and that's why you have so many marmakoymas for this inyan. Stating that, there's a little bit of a problem. The problem is, there's a Gemara that we're going to learn very, very soon. It's here in Cheskes Habatim. It's on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. So we know that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they yarshin the seven lands of the seven nations. Meaning, we got the land of the Shivas Ha'amimin. But we also know, Rashi brings in a Chumash and Parshas Lech Lecha by the Brisbane Absorim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram Avinu, L'zaracha nasati es haaretz hazo, it's not only the seven nations, but you can get the land of the ten nations. So the Gemara talks about this in Cheskes Abatim. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol she'ero HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, chayev b'maiser. Any part of Eretz Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe in Parshas Vazchanan is chayev b'maiser. Says the Gemara l'mu, Lafuke mai, what's a coming lafuke? Meaning, which lands are part of Eretz Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see? Kini, Knizi, and Kadmoini. Those are the 8th, 9th, and 10th lands that are part of Eretz Yisrael that Hashem didn't show Moshe, Klal Yisrael didn't conquer yet. We're going to get a loss of love. Tanya, Rameyer said, Naftucha, Arva, and Shalma. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ha-Seir, Amon Umoyev. Rav Shimon Bayuchoy said, Ardiscus, Asya, Vaspamya. You want to know what those three lands are? It's Ardiscus, it's Asya, and Aspamya. It sounds like Aspamya is really close to Eretz Yisrael. In fact, it's one of the 10 Amamin. It's something that one day we're going to get. It's not very far away. It's actually very close by. There's another Gemara. And this Gemara, amazingly, is also in Bava Basra. It's in Amoiches HaSvina. It's on Daf Ayin Dal Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Ki Yosef Rav Dimi Om Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavli, said over the name Rabbi Yochanan. Maidich said, what's Pshat in the Pasuk that says, Ki Hu Ayamim Yisada Va'al Nahoreis Yichoyna. Now, Elu Shiva Yamim Varba Nahoreis Makifinus Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean? Ki Hu Ayamim Yisada. It's referring to Eretz Yisrael. It's Ayamim Yisada. And it's Al Nahoreis Yichoyna. Now, there's seven Yamim and four Nahoreis that are Makif Eretz Yisrael. The Eluhein Shivas Yamim. These are the four, not Yamim. The Shivas Yamim. These are the seven seas that surround Eretz Yisrael. Yamah Shel Tveria, the Yamah Shel Stoim, the Yamah Shel Chelas, the Yamah Shel Chilta, the Yamah Shel Sivchi, the Yamah Spamya, the Yamah Gadol. The Eluhein Arba Naharos, and the Gemara goes on to mention the four Naharos. So you have here the Yamah Vaspamya, which sounds like it borders Eretz Yisrael. It's one of the seven Yamim that are Makif Eretz Yisrael. So we have two Gemaras. This is not even Mimercha Tavi Lachma. We have two Gemaras right here in Bava Basra. So what's going on over here? You have the Mishnah on Lamed Chesamad Aleph. Am Rabbi Yehuda Lo Yom Rishol Lishonim Elu Kedei She'ei Baspamya. And look at the Rashbam. Look at Tosfos. That's a year's worth of traveling away from Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi David Yoel Weissman's Bekiyas. He has all the different places that Chazal use Aspamya as the place that's so far from Eretz Yisrael. And you have two Gemaras that we're going to learn in the next few weeks. Now Nun Vav Amad Aleph and Ayin Dalet Amad Beis, which sounds like it's is close by the Eretz Yisrael. The emes is, if you take a look at Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Hagoyis, in his Hagoyis Yaivitz, on Daf Ayin Dal Rami Beis, he says like this, V'yam Aspamya, nimtza betzida, mikan nira che'ein Aspamya Sfarad. From this Gemara, it's muchach, that Aspamya is not Sfarad. People think Aspamya is Sfarad, it's Spain, it's not Spain. Shaloy as in Oysa Espana, meaning it's not what we refer to as Espana. Vahochi Muchach Bek Perecheskas says, I have another raya from Perecheskas. Nun Vavam and Aleph, the Ikamando Amash Espana, he me as Sora Amamim. The Svarat Gamkein Eino Eretz Espana Beemes, Ella Sarvis is Svarat, and then he says something else. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yaakov Emden makes this Ha'ara, he already asks this Kasha, he says, people think Espana Svarat, it can't be, you have a raya from a Gemara in Amichas Hasvina, the Chim Muchach, Beperek, Cheskas, Dafnun Vav Amir Aleph, that Aspamya is really not Spain. The problem is, we have a little bit of a steer over here. So, how do you give Zechanetza? Is Aspamya super far from Eretz Yisrael? In fact, it's like the farthest place. And whenever you want to bring out a place that's very far from Eretz Yisrael, you use Aspamya. And where is it? Sounds like the Targum Yonasan says it's Spain. Or you have two Gemaras, which would seem to apply, that it's very, very close by. So, Rabbi David Yoel Weiss, in that shtickle, he brings two Mahalchim from the Gedolei Achrayinim. One mahalach is very posh. You have to say there were two aspamyas. There was the aspamya that's very far, and that's Spain. And then there's the aspamya that's close by. Brings another mahalach from the Radal in his Sfarim, where the Radal says that there's a Mishnah in Mesechtes Chala, where the Mishnah talks about a place that's called not aspamya, but rather it's called apamya. There's no samach. That place was in Surya, which was very close to Eretz Yisrael, but not Eretz Yisrael. So the Radal says that I think those Chazals that talk about Aspamya being close by had to have been not Aspamya, but Apamya. And being that there was a place called Aspamya and a place called Apamya, so you could see sort of how this all got confused. But the bottom line is, Aspamya l'chud v'apamya l'chud. Bottom line is, there's two mahalchim. Either there's two places called Aspamya, one is far, one is close. Or there's a place called Aspamya, which is far. And there's a place that's called Apamya, which is close. But just to end with one interesting ha'ara, and that is, there's a medrash, it's in Parshas Vayechi. The medrash says as follows. It says in the pasuk, Loma teratztun horim gavnunim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, there was a machlaikas, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and Rabbi Akiva had to understand this pasuk. Rabbi Yosi Aglili pasak rabahar. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said that this pasuk that says, Loma teratztun horim gavnunim, is referring to literally mountains. And the context of this pasuk is, it's also Gemara Masechtas Megillah, a little bit different, is Maimed Har Sinai. B'shoshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu litin Torah b'Sinai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to give the Torah b'Sinai, Hoyu Aharim Ratzin U'medainin Elo M'Elo. All the mountains started dinging zech, and they got involved in a whole conversation and a debate which mountain is really worthy of the Torah being given on it. Zeh Oymer Olaya Torah Nitenes. V'zeh Oymer Olaya Torah Nitenes. Tavar Bami Beis Elam. The mountain of Tavar came from Beis Elam. V'Karmel Me'aspamya. And the mountain of Carmel came from Aspamya. And they were duking it out. Tavar said, I think the Torah should be given on me. And Carmel said, I think the Torah should be given on me. Hadol d'chsiv says the Medrash, this is what the Pasuk means when it says, Chai onin um Hashem, ki ketovar baharim. Zeh oimer anine kreisi. Vezeh oimer anine kreisi. Amra Kodesh Baruch Hu. Zeh Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Lama teratztun harim. He says, why are you arguing? Kulchem harim. You're all mountains. But you're not only mountains. Ela kulchem gavnunim. You're also balei mumen. Where do you find gavnunim being a mum, heich ma'da'at omar oi gibein oi dak, in Parashas Emor, in the parasha of the mumen. Kulchem nesa v'idazar al rasheichem. The reason you're mumen is because there were idol worshippers that worshipped v'idazar on top of you. And it's for that reason, although you're fine mountains, don't get me wrong, but you're not worthy of the Torah being given on you. Avol Sinai shalei nesos v'idazar olav. But Har Sinai, there was never v'idazar that was worshipped on top of it. Ha'har chamad alikim l'shaftai. This is the mountain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chaymed. This is where he wants to give the Torah. Ado d'chsev, this is what the pasuk means when it continues and says, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. But the Medrash concludes and says, Af al pike, despite that, Af Hashem yishkoin lo netzach, bevei soylomit. And those last words are very, very cryptic. Af al pike, Af Hashem yishkoin lo netzach, bevei soylomit. What does that mean? So if you look at the Pirush Eitz Yosef, right here on the Medrash, he says that if you want to know what that line means, take a look in Yalkut Shemoyni on Sefer Yeshaya. In the Yalkut Shemoyni on Yeshaya, it's Remez Shin Tzadik Aleph. It says as follows, Rab Pinchas b'shem Rab Ruvain Omar, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lehevi Sinai, V'tavar V'karmel. If you never heard this, this is very fascinating. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Har Sinai. He's going to bring Har Tavor, and he's going to bring Har HaKarmel. The Livnois Beis HaMikdash Al Gabeyan. And he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash on top of that. You want to know where Bayis Shlishi is going to be? It's going to be on top of Har Sinai. It's going to be on top of Har Tavor, and it's going to be on top of Har HaKarmel. My time. What's the makar to this? The pasuk says, V'hoya ba'achris hayomim, nochoin yiyah Har Beis Hashem, b'roish Hehorim. It doesn't say Beroish Nahar. It says Beroish Hehorim. It's going to be on the top of three mountains. It's going to be on top of Har Sinai. It's going to be on top of Har Tavor. And it's going to be on top of Har HaKarmel. Zokta Eitz Yosef, that's what the Medrash is fearing, guys. Afal Pike. Even though Tavor was told, you're not going to be the mountain where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Matrish Chinosa. And even though Carmel was told, you're not going to be the mountain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Matrish Chinosa. Of Afal Pikein, Af Hashem Yishkein Lonetzach, the Beis HaYomim, that lost Lovoi, the Beis HaYomim, the Beis HaShlishi, that is going to happen over there. If you take a look at the Zayis Ranon, in his Pirish on the Yalkut Shemoyni. So who's the Zayis Ranon on the Yalkut Shemoyni? It's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, as in the Magen Avraham, who wrote the Pirish on Shulchan Aruch. So if you take a look at the Zayis Ranon, he says one line, that why are Tavar and Carmel going to have this chus, that La'asud Lavoi, the Beis Ha'ilomim is going to be on top of them, if they sherotzu b'shas matan Torah, liten aleim atayim. because they very much wanted that the Torah should be given on them. B'shnas Matan Torah. You know, it's very interesting. Usually when you hear the story of all the mountains fighting, you know, the way the kleine Kinder lechator in Cheder, we always throw these mountains under the bus, right? They get a very, very bad rap. They're Balei Gaiva. In this medrash, there was Avodah Zarah that was worshipped on top of them. But there's a silver lining. With all the Gaiva of these mountains, the Maisa, they so badly wanted that the Torah should be given on them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not mikapeach schar shel kol beryo beryo. And it sounds like I feel it from the Bal Gaiva. And as much as Toivas Hashem kol gvalev, and ena nivuhu, abla osid lava, you want to know where the Shekhinah is going to be? The Shekhinah is going to be on top of Har Sinai, who's on of mikol adam, but it's also going to be on the top of Har Tavar, and it's also going to be on the top of Har HaKarmel. But here's the question. Where was Har HaKarmel? Har HaKarmel came from where? Came from Aspamya. Does that mean that this mountain literally came from Aspamya? Bayis Shlishi is going to be built on a mountain that originated in Spain? I mean, that's a big win for all the Anshei Sfarad. That literally Bayis Shlishi is going to be on top of a Sfaradic mountain, a mountain that originated in Spain. Now, I don't know. It's not clear because we just said there's two Aspamyas. There's the Aspamya that's very, very far of today's daf, of the Mishnah, daf lamed ches amud aleph, or b'snidon noch Aspamya. There's an Aspamya that's very, very close. Nun vav amud aleph in cheskes about them. Ayin dalet amud beis. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden speaks that in his Ha'ara. So which Aspamya is? And maybe it's even Apamya. I don't know. But if it's Aspamya, velch Aspamya. But there's another medrash. And this medrash is in Parshas Nosai. It's Yud Gimel Gimel. Says the medrash. Dover Acher. Gavas Odom Tashpilenu. Gavas Odom. Gaiva of a person brings him down. Zet Tovar v'Karmel. It's referring to Tovar and Karmel. These two mountains. Shabo Misoifa Oilam. They came from the other end of the world. And Miskoim Loimar Sha'onu Gvoyim V'Aleinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisen HaSatayr. And they said, we think we deserve that the Torah should be given on us. You see one thing in this medrash. Where did Tavar and Carmel come from? They came from Soifa Olam. Where was the Soifa Olam? So for that we have the other medrash. For that we have the medrash of Parshas Vayechi. Tavar came from Beis Elim and Carmel came from Aspamya. But one thing you see, which Aspamya? Soifa Olam. By the way, this is another Maramachim that Aspamya is referred to as Soifa Olam. But the bottom line is, it came from Soifa Olam. That means La'asad Lavoi. The Shekhinah is going to be where? The Shekhinah. The Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaShlishi. By the way, what kind of consolation prize is this? They wanted that Har Sinai, that the Torah should be given on them, and instead, they're going to get the Beis HaMikdash. I think the Maror Mokim is the Ramban and his Akdama to Parashas Truma, and the Ramban and his Akdama to Sefer Shmois, that the Ashrois HaShchina of the Beis HaMikdash was the same as the Ashrois HaShchina, Maimed Har Sinai. So it's actually the same exact thing, and it's very much a Midah Keneged Midah. But the bottom line is, Lasad Lavoi, where's the Beis Olam going to be? Where's going to be the Beis HaMikdash? It's going to be on top of Harim. Which Harim? Har Sinai, Har Tavar, and Har HaKarmel. Where did Har HaKarmel come? Came from Aspamya. Came from a very far place. It seems to have come from Svarad, and a mountain picked itself up from that region. Lands in Yerushalayim. That's where Beis HaShlishi is going to be. It's definitely fascinating and something worth thinking about.